Audio point one. You are standing outside Neston Parish Church, dedicated to St Mary and St Helen. A priest was recorded here in the Domesday Survey of 1085, but the first certain evidence of a church on this site comes from a document of about 1180. It states that Ralph Montauk, Baron of Mold, gave Neston Church to St Werburgh's Abbey in Chester. Because of my evil deeds. It makes you wonder. Though the tower is mainly original, the rest of the church was in fact almost wholly rebuilt in 1875 to the design of Francis Doyle, who was also the architect of the Presbyterian church nearby. This was necessary because new galleries added inside the church as improvements during the previous century had in fact weakened the structure. It may never have been a sound building, for it was discovered that one of the main walls had been undermined by the digging of the burial vaults, while the other one had never been given proper foundations. Only the tower remains of the former Norman building. If you look up, you will notice that the very top of the tower has crenellations, a Victorian addition, which was intended to make the tower higher and grander, as befitted the status of Neston as a market town. The church has many treasures, including Viking stones and stained glass designed by the famous Pre-Raphaelite artist Burne Jones for the William Morris Company. The building also has associations with Emma Lyon, better known to us as Emma, Lady Hamilton, the mistress of Admiral Lord Nelson. You may be interested to know that there is an audio trail available for the church which can be downloaded, or a DVD available for purchase. The churchyard itself also has interesting stories, but we will come to that on our return. You are standing on High Street here, which in earlier times was more often called Main Street. It is built on a ridge of sandstone, which in at least two places was still visible, exposed in the roadway until the 1890s. Most of the ancient settlements in Wirral were built on the sandstone outcrops, which offered a firm, dry footing. Now walk a little from the church towards the cross. Looking at the shops on your left, you will notice that several date back to the 18th century. One bears the date 1724 and the initials of Thomas and Mary Whittle. Thomas Whittle was a prominent Neston brewer who died in 1758. The Quarter Sessions records tell us that in 1756 a thief was sentenced to be whipped from Mr. Whittle's house to the bridge. There used to be a brewery next to the church until the 1880s. A chemist described the ale as very similar to Burton, thanks to the excellent water from its well. Such a brewery would have been very popular in Neston. From the 16th century, the town was the main embarkation point for boats to Ireland from the New Quay. Many inns and small shops grew up to accommodate the travellers. By the time the Dee had started to silt up and operations moved to Park Gate, Neston was still the main source of comfort for people waiting to embark. One historian, Ormerod, wrote in 1819 that Great Neston was the usual place where our passengers to Ireland do so often lie waiting the leisure of the winds, which makes many people better acquainted with the place than they desire to be, though there be no wanting convenient entertainment. Now walk on until you get to the crossroads and play audio point two.